Hello, Blue Baggers. Welcome to the weekly Northern Blues Wrap, brought to you by Grunt. My name is Danielle, and I'm part of the Carlton media team. I'm joined here in the studio by Northern Blues coach Josh Fraser. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic win on Friday night. A real gutsy effort by the boys.
Yeah, it was. It was a great way to register our first win for 2016. I guess a little bit disappointing in round one. We had our opportunities to probably push Footscray a bit closer than what we did, but to the players' credit, I think a short turnaround and the mindset to go down to Geelong and compete against a football program that probably along with Hawthorn and Box Hill has been the benchmark for a while now. So a really good step forward for our VFL program. And I think to the players' credit, as I mentioned, their mindset going into the game was terrific. Obviously, Geelong's side's well evenly balanced, and I think for our boys just to hang in and persist with our structure and trust the structure, because it's different to what they've probably played with in the past. Obviously, with the resetting of the footy club and under Bolts' direction, there's an element of difference to it. So for the players to believe in that and endure over four quarters, I thought it was a terrific effort. And then for them to get the result was just reward.
And what was the most pleasing thing from the win that you took away on Friday night?
Look, there's probably a number of things. I guess for me it was the spirit, the way the boys played. The first quarter, we were certainly up against it, but their ability to hang in, keep competing, wrestle the momentum back, and then it was an arm wrestle really from the quarter time onwards. So I think, again, just that ability to endure and maintain that spirit and belief, all the while having a couple of players down on the bench, I think we can learn a lot and take a lot out of it.
Liam Jones looked good, just kicked a bag of goals in the second week in a row and had plenty of tough marks, good-tested marks.
Yeah, he's been extremely impressive, Jonesy. Not only what you see in terms of what he's producing on field, but his leadership with the VFL program and his buy-in to making sure that there's some consistency around the way we play has been enormous. So he's impressed me no end, and his performances have backed it up. So I'm really happy to see him go well, and I'm sure he's one player that's going to be pushing for senior selection in the near future.
And Matthew Korchek, the American, how's he going?
Look, he's getting better and better. He's a real competitor. He's got a thirst to learn and want to get better, and I think Matty Capuano is doing a really good job with him with his ruck craft. And I think we saw Friday night, he got around the ground, took a couple of marks. He missed a set shot on goal, which I'm sure every player on the ground would have got to him had he have kicked that. But I'm sure his turn's coming, and his attitude's terrific, his effort's great, and he's learning all the time, and we think he's tracking pretty well.
And also Dennis Armfield returned for his first game, and he seemed to play really well as well.
Yeah, he did. Look, he's in some ways, he was a spiritual leader out there on Friday night. I guess he's got a real passion for this footy club and a passion to make sure the Northern Blues is strong as well. I couldn't speak highly enough of Dennis, and I thought his performance was really encouraging as well, first up. So he's going to get better and better, but he certainly played a vital role in terms of leadership and spirit for the playing group.
And Bolts was down there on Friday night. Did he give you any words of advice?
Yeah, look, he's been terrific, Bolts. Not only he, all the coaches with their investment in the VFL program, the VFL staff, coaching staff, and obviously the players with the mix of Northern Blues and the Carlton listed players. So his investment's been huge. I really appreciate his support, and I guess having him there game day in some ways reinforces what we're doing is right, and he's certainly got some good ideas around what we can do better. So again, his presence is really valuable, and I'm sure it's going to be ongoing, as it will be with all the coaches from Carlton.
It seems to be the relationship between Carlton and Northern Blues is just getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, look, and I haven't been obviously here in the past, so it's a little bit hard for me to judge, but I guess what I know is from the moment I came to the footy club, there was a genuine investment, and it wasn't something that was just token and talked about behind the scenes. It's something that was put on the agenda pretty heavily. So that was pleasing for me, knowing there's going to be that support there from the senior club's end. And that's been backed up by actions through the pre-season, and obviously now we're into games, having the coaching staff and non-playing players that were down there Friday night to support their teammates was terrific. So some good signs and some good steps in the right direction.
And coming up this week, you've got Port Melbourne at Preston City Oval. What have you sort of been focusing on this week in the lead up to that match?
A little bit around mindset, to be honest. I guess we're in a position where we need to learn to handle winning. It was a great win down at Geelong, but we need to make sure we focus pretty quickly on Port Melbourne. They're another footy club that's got a great VFL program in place and have had some really good success in recent times. So we need to make sure that we're absolutely on our game and we don't rest on our laurels. So it's going to be a big week around our mindset and making sure that we turn up to compete and endure for four quarters again.
Thanks for your time, Josh.
No worries, thank you.
Good luck this weekend. I'll look forward to chatting to you next week. Don't forget, Blue Baggers, the Northern Blues play Port Melbourne at Preston City Oval on Saturday afternoon, with the game kicking off at 2 p.m. So make sure you head down and support the boys.